Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Well, happy Palm Sunday, everybody. I love Palm Sunday. It was always my favorite when I was a kid. I always kind of looked forward to it because I knew I'd walk into church and I'd get one of those palm branches that I could shake around and be a distraction to my parents and such things and sing, Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Not that I knew what Hosanna meant. For those of you who may not know, it means save us now. It's a Hebrew word. But Palm Sunday was always a lot of fun. But as we just read our gospel text, and even as we listen to our epistle text, that's not quite how Palm Sunday seems. We heard all about the crucifixion of Jesus. We hear all about how Jesus has to be humble, have humility. Well, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. You see, in our epistle text for this morning, we get a glimpse of what Palm Sunday was like. Not what it was like for the crowds, not for those who sing their Hosanna, not for the children in the church, not even for you folks who are gathered here today. By the way, we're going to sing Hosanna, loud Hosanna, as our closing hymn. But the epistle text gives us a glimpse of what Palm Sunday was like for Jesus. We hear these words. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. What does it mean? It means Jesus is God. It means Jesus has all of the divine power of God at his fingertips. Like God did at creation, Jesus can speak and things happen. Exactly what Jesus says comes into existence. Jesus can alter the very laws of physics. He can make the unimaginable a reality. He can do things that no human being can explain. How is it possible? Jesus is God. And on Palm Sunday, he rides into Jerusalem. God rides in to the shouts and praises of some of his most devoted followers. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. As he rides in, he receives a Savior's welcome. They give him the royal treatment, so to speak. But what is in the mind of Jesus through all of this? What is Jesus thinking? Well, he knows exactly where he's going. Not only to Jerusalem, but he is going to die. Jesus, fully aware of what awaits him in Jerusalem, he rides in on a donkey. Which brings to mind another popular Palm Sunday hymn. Ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. Jesus is going to die in Jerusalem. How can this be? Didn't we just say that Jesus is God? Doesn't he have all of the power of God at his fingertips? And of course, the answer is yes. But Jesus is not only true God. He is also true man. Jesus empties himself so that even God can die. So that Jesus can make his triumphal entry into a city where death awaits him. For if Jesus was just God, he wouldn't be able to live under the law. He wouldn't be able to die for our sins. And if Jesus is just a man, he wouldn't be able to live the perfect life. His suffering and death would not be good enough to pay for all of our sins. And so Jesus has to be both. 100% man, that he might live under the law and die for us, and 100% God, so that his sacrifice can mean something, so that his sacrifice can actually wash away our sins. Not only is Jesus both, but he is 100% humble. Because Jesus, being God and man, he sets aside his glory. He sets aside his own comfort. He sets aside his divine rights that belong to him as God. He sets aside his dignity. He sets aside his power. He sets aside everything that belonged to him, everything that was his by divine right. And he sets it all aside so that he can die. So that he can die for you. You folks sitting here at Zion Lutheran in Chestnut, Jesus has died for you. That's why he's come. For being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. That's what Palm Sunday is all about. That's what is in the mind of Jesus. Being humble, being a servant, dying for you. Because there is no price that Jesus would not pay for your salvation. Palm Sunday is all about hearing how your sins are forgiven by his servanthood. It's about the blood that he sheds on Good Friday. It's about the empty tomb that we'll celebrate next Sunday on Easter morning. For even as Jesus rides into Jerusalem, he knows what he's going to. He's going to his death. Dead man walking. The end of his life for the beginning of your eternal life. Do you believe it? That's the real question. Do you believe all of these wonderful things that God has done for you? Do you believe that Jesus has both died and risen for you? For your sins, that you might inherit eternal life. Because if you believe that he laid aside his divine power for you, for your good, then we need to revisit Paul's words one more time. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. These are words addressed to the Christian. They're addressed to you. Those gathered here today have the same mind as Christ. That is a mind of humility, a mind for a servant life. We should all follow suit with our own humility. We should all follow the example of Jesus. Nothing should be too much that we wouldn't give it away for the sake of our faith. It means you have to set aside your pride. Be humble enough to confess that you are a poor, miserable sinner who so desperately needs Jesus. It means you have to set aside your selfish desires. Be humble to live a life in faithfulness to God's word. It means you have to be humble enough to set aside yourself, the entirety of who you are. Be humble enough to work for your neighbor's benefit. Being selfless as Jesus was instead of selfish. Always looking for your own good rather than your neighbor's. It means recognizing that you need Jesus. And those around you need him too. Everybody in this world needs Jesus whether they know it or not. So love your neighbor. Whether it be in thought, word, or deed. Show forth Christ's love in your daily life. Be a servant, just as Jesus Christ was and still is a servant for you. Because honestly, God's word says it's for your best. It's best for you to be a servant. Look what happened to Jesus. He was a servant. He endured the pain and suffering and death as a humble servant. He endured the cross as a humble servant. And we would see this as one of the worst things that's ever happened. Good for us, bad for Jesus. But Paul's not done writing. For God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This servant Jesus, this humble one, is highly exalted. The lowly is lifted up. That means after being servant of all, he is now Lord of all. The last has become the first. And so humility is not a burden. Service is not a burden. It is a joy. It is for your good. In imitating Jesus' humility, you also will be lifted up. You will never lose by humility, but you will gain more than you could ever imagine. Any loss you may experience now because you're not thinking of yourself, it's only temporary. For Jesus will restore to you, will give you more rewards in your future than you will ever imagine. Any joy that seems robbed from you because of your humility on this earth is so much lesser compared to the joy that we will have in the eternal kingdom that will have no end. In imitating Jesus and living lives of humility and servanthood and having the mind of Christ, we can never lose. You can never lose. For God lifts you up. And if God has exalted you, nothing can bring you back down. As the crucified and risen Jesus lives in you, humility is accomplished. God strengthens, God advances his kingdom as Jesus lives through your words and actions. And so again, I'll say it. Happy Palm Sunday. And a blessed Holy Week, too. For Jesus rides in on a donkey that he might grant you his gifts. But that means this is just the first day of the week. This is the first day of Holy Week. We need Holy Week. We are poor, miserable sinners. We need Jesus to institute the Lord's Supper that we might feast on his body and blood. And so be humble enough to receive that from Jesus this week. We need Jesus to ride into Jerusalem that he might die on a cross. And so be humble enough to be here on Good Friday. Hear that message proclaimed anew. Hear that message proclaimed in its fullness. And this is just the first week, or first day of Holy Week. For Jesus needs to ride into Jerusalem that he might not only institute the Lord's Supper, die on Good Friday, but so he might rise. Rise from the dead for you. And so we'll see you here next Sunday on Easter as we have the greatest celebration the church could ever have. Jesus' death and Jesus' resurrection. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.